And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny this morning. Alice Leahy, Director of Services at the Alice Leahy Trust, is in our Dublin studio. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan. And can I tell you, I know you're in Cork, but I'm in a very lonely place. I'm sitting here on my own, so it will be a challenge to remain focused. But I tell you, do you know what? I never thought in all my life I would be sitting in the seat vacated by the Taoiseach. And there, I met the Taoiseach going out, as ever, in very good form, and I'd like to wish him well. He was sitting on this seat before I sat on it.
Well, there you have it now. And I'm sure you gave him a big long list of things that would help you in your work and the work of those in the Trust.
No, actually, I didn't. I wished him well and I thanked him for being... he has worked extremely hard. I'm not a member of any political party, but he has worked very, very hard in very challenging times. So I didn't give him a list of what we need, but I could down the road.
Absolutely, and I'm sure he would receive it with grace as always. You have been working in this space since 1975, Alice.
Oh, Jonathan, would you believe it? Life goes by very quickly. But next spring, it'll be 50 years when I gave up intensive care nursing. I had been running an intensive care unit, the first of its type in Ireland, and I decided I would go and work voluntarily. And I thought of going to South America, and then I said, no, we have enough problems here in Ireland. And I went to the Simon community, spend some time there, and then so much happened since then, and here I am now, still today, working with people who find themselves homeless.
We always talk about nostalgia is something that plays with our minds, that we always think, wasn't it fine in the 80s or fine in the 70s and things were better back then? It rarely was, but have things changed in how we treat those who find themselves at that low ebb in their life where they're homeless?
Well, I suppose I thought when we started working with homeless people, a group of us, Dr. David McGee and other people, that we would solve homelessness, you know, in 6 months and we'd all ride off into the sunset. But a lot has changed and nothing has changed. Now, I think people in our country are wonderful at supporting homeless people. But one of the things that did happen in those early days, there was a much broader discussion around homelessness and people who find themselves homeless. And a lot of the people had come out of the institutions. And there is no real debate taking place now. The whole focus is now on housing and money and bricks and mortar. Now, I do know that some people, I mean, in those days, it was much easier for us to rent accommodation, to get a bed sit, even though they were appalling places, but maybe there was a lot of happiness in them too. And so there is a huge housing problem. But we are kind of forgetting about the people, many used to be referred to as the men of the roads. And do you know those people are still around? Now, this morning, as you know, we work just 5 minutes from here. And this morning, before we opened up this morning, there were four people in who had slept out last night, even though they would have been offered accommodation. And the DRHE have been doing a great job. I would like to compliment them. And they know I'd be the first to criticise them if it was necessary. So we have lost, I think, technology. Of course, we have technology now, which is wonderful in some ways, because look at you're in Cork and I'm here on my own. And but we're not... we kind of feel that everybody, we can all be the same and we can get on with life. But I think we have lost the capacity to kind of look at the human condition as fellow human beings, some who are doing very well, others who aren't coping very well, but who challenge us by the way they cope with life and living.
Has that changed even more dramatically in the last 2 years, Alice? The pandemic did strange things to us as a population. And you know, the narrative, particularly in Dublin, will be, city centre has gone fierce rough and it's gone very dangerous and the homeless have taken over. And it was almost as if, and I'm guilty of this myself, that, you know, that dehumanisation then became part of that narrative.
It did. But, I mean, other things have happened since. I mean, twice this morning I was nearly mowed down by a bicycle on a footpath. So since the pandemic, a lot has changed. But I think I think people are more afraid, and I think vulnerable people, a lot of people maybe living on their own, feel more isolated and more vulnerable. And now, of course, with us being told not to turn on your heat and that, I would have huge concerns about so many people who are terrified of what's going on. But before the pandemic, we would have up to 26 different countries coming into us. And you might say, and how did we deal with them? Well, you see, the body language, you don't have to have a language. Our body language says everything. You can either smile at people or you can treat them with courtesy, concentration and compassion. And these are three pointers made by that wonderful Dr. Chris Luke, another Cork man, he's not Cork, but he's based in Cork, and give him my regards for Christmas. But since the pandemic now, we have 16 different countries coming in a month. But it has allowed us, we were attracting a lot of people who were staying in very well-funded hostels, and they would come to us, and we've said, now, since the pandemic, we can only deal with people sleeping rough, and we are only dealing with people sleeping rough, and we are able to give them more attention. Because, you know, we're living in a society, and I think this is one of the downsides too, where everybody is just meant to spend so long dealing with people. People who are working on the front line are often told, well, you can only spend 10 minutes with that person who's needing help. But you might need the 10 minutes just to smile at that person, get to know them, work with them. So we have huge challenges, I think, since the pandemic. And I think they're ones that are not being discussed.
When we talk about homelessness, it's always about the negative, and that is the nature of news, that we focus on the negative. But there are really positive stories. And over your time, I mean, you've lost count of the people that you have helped in that 49 years. But there must be stories that have stuck with you.
There are wonderful stories. And I always believe, I've wonderful people working with me. They're absolutely marvellous, and we have wonderful supporters. And I believe in being positive. Negativity gets us nowhere, even though we have to point out when things are wrong. But every day something good happens. And I think something good, it might be somebody who has suddenly been able to smile leaving us and say, I feel better. But we have one wonderful story, and I'm going to repeat it, because sadly it didn't get the attention it deserved, because it was a good news story. But The Examiner and that wonderful journalist Mick Clifford had a two-page feature on it. And wonderful Cork man, and I think he might be from your neck of the woods.
He's a Kerry man. No, he wouldn't like being called a Cork man.
No, he wouldn't. But who I'm going to refer to now is a Cork man, Damien McCarthy. Damien McCarthy is a guard in Pure Street. But in 2006, a man by the name of Romy from Mauritius came to Ireland, and he was in his early 30s. And he got a job, and one of the places he worked in was out in Kiley's. You know, he would call it the rugby pub, and he knew people and all of that. He worked in different places. But he wasn't always able to. He was in his early 30s. And in 2014, he came to us. He was sleeping out all the time. So for 7 years, he was coming to us, and pre-COVID, almost daily. Now, his behaviour was quite eccentric, and sure, we're all eccentric, and we should be allowed to be eccentric. And he was a lovely, lovely man, and life hadn't been kind to him. And he ended up being arrested, and he ended up in prison for a week. And nobody wants to see people in prison. But at that time, where he had good food, he had companionship, he had shelter, he suddenly thought about going home. So he had been assaulted on the streets, and he subsequently got a clot. So he was extremely vulnerable. Now, he tried to get home on his own bat, and he went to agencies that are heavily funded. Mick Clifford recorded it all in The Examiner, and it's up on our website, that story. But nobody could help him, and nobody could help him because his behaviour was just so... He wasn't like everybody else who can just conform and fit into a box that we're all meant to go along with. Anyway, we contacted, we're very lucky, we're based between Kevin Street and Pierce Street. And the Gardaí have always been very supportive of us. And I'd be the first to challenge the guards if they weren't. So we contacted Damien McCarthy, who was in Pier Street. And Damien actually knew this man, and so did Alan O'Dowd, a Limerick man, all those great Munster people. And we asked them, would they help us to try and get Romy back to Mauritius? They did everything. They had to take him to get his photograph taken for a passport. They had to go with him to have his hair cut in the barbers. Everybody was just so good to him. And eventually, the guards then worked on the paperwork to try and get him home. And this was during the pandemic, and it was very tough work. Things were in place for him to turn. We knew somebody would have to go to the airport with him, somebody would have to travel with him. They were getting nowhere. So I brought it to our board of directors, and we said, look, we will pay for this man to go back home to his family. We will also pay for the two guards who had young families here in Dublin who weren't going to Mauritius on a holiday. They would have to just not move outside when they arrived. And we paid for him to go back, and he went back home to Mauritius. His family hadn't seen him for 3 years or heard from him. His father was a pastor in Mauritius, and his mother was gravely ill. And when he got back to Mauritius, he would have died on the streets of Dublin. There is no doubt about it, because at one stage he was even eating out of bins to get food. And hostels tried to deal with them, and agencies tried to deal with them, but it was very difficult. And just a few months ago, we had an email from him. You wouldn't know him. He's so happy back with his family. He looks very well. He keeps in touch with us. Now, that would not have happened without the cooperation of a whole lot
Absolutely.
Of people.
But so at the same time,
good news story.
It is a good news story. We need to talk more, but Alice, don't underplay your role in that. There is a carol service this evening in Beechwood Church at 8 o'clock, and I'm sure that will be well attended. And can I wish you and everybody in the Alice Leahy Trust the very best as you deal with this cold snap and all the issues that are there and all the people that you're helping with. And I promise I'll come into studio next time to mind you.
And can I say happy Christmas and thanks to all of your listeners, because I know an awful lot of supporters listen to Pat, and I can wish Pat well, listen to News Talk every day. So it's a great opportunity for me to say happy Christmas and thanks to you all.
Thank you very much. Alice Leahy, thanks very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.